Perfectly.
Okay. Good.
Yeah, I'm not here. I see
Virus.
you, and I hear.
Part of this.
Wow.
Sure.
Okay. Boker Tov to everybody in Eretz Israel, especially Harnov, and especially Queens. So I'm glad everybody comes out again. I'd like to, Rabbi Simon, generally, he needs to know a Chachzama for me. And my Sakhalok doesn't also, but I'll mention a couple words for Simon, which will connect us to the fact that we're sponsoring this year, the Zeke Nishmas, Rabbi David Keane, Zeke Levracha. Rabbi Simon Sfarim are marked by what I would call Avas Israel. You will see Hasidim, you will see Misnagdim, you will see Rosh Yeshiva, Bali Musar, a tremendous range of all of Klai Israel, as Rabbi Simon himself Sfarim, Adam Odom especially, and his Sfarim on Halakha, on Arabic. You can't learn a Masech without looking at the Sefer first. It's an amazing Sefer. Rabbi Simon is a well-known Magashir and Baal HaShpoah, and many, many people inside Yeshivas Rabbeinu Yitzchok Aharon as well. And if you need a mezuzah put up in your apartment, he'll come to your apartment and say, take care of your mezuzahs. I can tell that from my daughter to that. So Simon is a tremendous Oy of Israel in that regard. And I would like to say also that Rabbi Keen also, he had tremendous Abbas Israel. As a chaplain in the community and as a friend, he was a tremendous Oy of Israel to all of us, and we miss him very dearly. And it's hopefully that in this Eid Sorah that Rabbi Simon can give us some divrei, can tell us about Mitzvah Tefillah, and we can be inspired as well. I'd like to thank Rabbi Sakhalov for making his Beis HaKnesses always available to us over the many years, and we look forward to his divrei Hisorahs as well. Thank you very much.
It's truly a privilege to have Rabbi Simon come every year to our Beis HaKnesses to share with us. I know Rabbi Simon is a very busy man, Baruch Hashem. A lot of people want to hear shurim from him. I guess we have first dibs on him every single year this time of the year. Very interesting. If you look at the Chumash, you look in the Parshas HaShavua that we were reading last week and this week, we introduced to Yaakov, great Yaakov. What do we know about Yaakov? We know Yaakov Ish Tam. Yaakov is always considered the Masmid. He always represents Torah, Hasmad, the Liman HaTorah. We always look at Yaakov as that figure who's the Yoshev Bi Yeshiva, the person who's sitting in Yeshiva. Yet in this week's parasha, Yaakov Avinu's life changes drastically. He's no longer in the Kaisel HaYeshiva. He's no longer in the walls of Yeshiva. He's now in what they call the working world. He's got a difficult boss, but he's in the working world. And what's interesting is if you take a look in the Rambam and Hilchos Schiris, in the last halach and Perikut Gimel, the Rambam tells us the following. The Rambam tells us that just like a boss has to be very careful with his worker, a worker also has to be careful with his boss. And the Rambam tells us something unique that I don't believe he says it anywhere else. He says, V'chayiv lavad b'chol koichlein. Every person must work for his boss with all his heart. Sharei Yaakov hatzadik. Because Yaakov the tzadik said, Ki b'chol koichi avadati es avicha. He said, I worked with all my heart for my boss. So it's amazing. We would have thought, if you want to call Yaakov tzadik, call him tzadik for being a masmid. He hasn't slept in 14 years, Rashi tells us. But that doesn't get him the title tzadik. He gets the title tzadik because he was an honest businessman. He did dealings of business properly. It's an amazing thing. Where did Yaakov learn how to be an honest businessman? The answer is the 14 years learning in Aver taught him how to be an honest businessman. Many of us here in this room don't have the opportunity to learn all day long, but you do have the opportunity to do the Yitzchak Tzitzkes, the Yaakov Tzitzkes that the Rambam describes us. But where do you get that ability to become so honest in business? It's when you learn Torah. When a person studies Torah and he learns Torah, it teaches him Yashras, how to be honest, not to cheat, to be a good worker. And that's really the ability that to be that type of businessman, which the Rambam calls us a tzaddik, comes from the Torah. Today we know in the secular world, today is called Thanksgiving, a day for Hoidah. I think for everyone in this room, it has a different meaning. We're very grateful that we can learn Torah. Baruch Hashem, you get a break from your job. You get to come back to where you get to rejuvenate yourself and remind yourself and to infuse in ourselves all that's important. Because the Torah is ultimately what gives us that ability to make those proper decisions in the business world and to be that tzaddik that Yaakov was. Fortunately, Klai Yisrael is in a difficult time right now, as was mentioned, when Eis Sarah, Rabbi Simon, is going to share with us how to approach tefillah during an Eis Sarah. But I've heard from Rabbi Simon many times, I believe it's a Chassam Sofer. He quotes it often, that Talmidei Chachamim marbim shalom b'olam. How do Talmidei Chachamim bring shalom into the world? Because we know there's a certain amount of machloikis that has to exist in the world. And it can either be between Hamas and Eretz Yisrael, it could be between Ukraine and Russia, it could be between the two people fighting about how to read a Rambam. So when Talmidei Chachamim fight about learning, that limits the amount of melchama that needs to be in the world. So therefore, every time that we learn and we tumble in learning, we have a machloikis, Rashi and a Taisvis, and this and that and the other, we're actually being mar b'shalom ba'olam. We're increasing more peace and less violence, less fighting that needs to take place. It's Hashem, our learning today should be a schus. I'm always amazed when people have one day off. It's not a lot of days off you get so much. And you come here and you spend hours, mamish, 2-3 hours learning Torah. Such a beautiful thing. It's such a beautiful schus. At a time when Klal Yisrael needs every moment of Torah. But Hashem, our learning today should be an unbelievable schus for Shmira, for Klal Yisrael, for Achein ben Yisrael. We hope and we daven and we pray that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should hear all our tefillos. We should be zeichet to get together in good times. We should be zeichet to greet Mashiach. Amen. 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 Amen.
Give me a minute. Okay. It's just the Mora D'Asra, Rav Sokolov Shlita. First, I'd like to acknowledge Dr. Maybrook, because Dr. Horowitz and Brazil and all the Talmidim and Toshove Ha'ir of Gibran Hills. This shiur was more than a chazakah of and Rav Aaron from Har Nof is with us, was us last year, was us this year, should be with us for many years to come with good health. And it's always a big schuss to be here on Thanksgiving. And Dr. Maybrook was the one who started the whole idea of having shiurim during the legal holidays. But if the shiurim, this one we kept up, and it should be a schus for him and his family, and all of Klal Yisrael, and Eretz Yisrael, Chutz Laaretz, and all places where Klal Yisrael needs schusim and shmira, etc. I understand the shiur is Eloi Nishmas, Rabbi Keen. Zichrono Levracha, who was a member of this community. He was a tremendous Bal Yisurim, but yet he was always upbeat person, Moser to Torah, to learning Torah, and it's a tremendous Machayev person as a Bal Yisurim, and yet still never misses a beat to learn Torah and be over Hashem, mitoch b'siris nefesh, mitoch simcha shel mitzvah, and it's a big schus to remember him and to have the shir dedicated le'ilei nishmas. Okay, so giving a shir like this, the challenge always is what is the topic of the shir? What topic should we? So, unfortunately, as of Shmini Atzeres this year, when things unfortunately went in a direction that we would not have expected, we have to reach out to Ribono Shel Olam, special tefillah based Sarah. And we should try to understand what the idea of tefillah based Sarah is all about. And I'd like to point in this packet, there were two Makoros. There's a sefer called Mitzvah Tefillah Based Sarah by Rav Yosef Shimon Fresser, and which I saw in the Gottesman Library. And then Rav Moshe Shapiro pointed out in page 37, that's on page 20, and a lot of Makoros from his sefer will be used. And then there's a Torah Daryl Kovitz based Aron Vistrel by Rav David Falk, who has a fascinating article on this topic as well. So I was told that Zman Mincha is 12:06. That's what I was told. So that's the minhag, is we go till Zman Mincha, and then we daven Mincha, and we go from there. So okay, so we begin now, and Bez Hashem should be schus for Klal Yisrael, schus for Kol Yochid Yochid, Mitzibur, and the Klal. Thank my friend, Carol, for driving me here today, taking me. I appreciate. So the Sefer HaMitzvos, the Rambam, is a fascinating compilation of the Tariq Mitzvos. I'll point this out. I always was so surprised that the Rishonim spent so much time, you know, finding out what the 613 mitzvahs. Because if you had asked me, I would have just said, you know, whatever it is, it is 613. I mean, but the Rishonim found it very important to try to find out what are the 613. And it's interesting, the Rambam, we don't necessarily know the order that he put it in. So if you know a mitzvah that you want to remember, so you should memorize what number it is, because you'll have difficulty trying to find it. The chinuch, all you have to do, if you know chumash, so you know it parsha, so you know the sefer chinuch. The smag, sefer mitzvahs gadol, he also wrote a sefer mitzvahs. In fact, I was told by my late friend, Rabbi Dr. Yosef Winevsky, who was a Sagi Nohar, who lived in Washington Heights, who was a good friend of mine, who used to go. There was a famous shiur that was given on Sundays in Baropok by the Chafetz Chaim's grandson, of Gershon Zaks. And there was a whole chevra that used to go to that shiur. A whole chevra that would come from Washington Heights to that shiur. So he told me that he heard from Zaks that in Radin, at Simchas Torah, if there were not enough Torahs to dance with, they would give out the copies of the smag, and people would dance with the smag, because that was a sefer that, I don't know, that had all the mitzvahs, everything together. Why that over anything else, I'm not sure. But that's what he would tell me, that the minigun in Radin, that they would give out the smag to dance with. If you didn't get a Torah, you'd get a smag. So most people today don't even have a smog. So okay. So the Rambam writes, Mitzvah Hey, he should tzivanu la'ovdo. For nechbal zatzivu pa'omim ba'omru vatan l'shem alakechem. Yomar ve'osos ta'avodu. Mafal pisha zatzivu gamkein ve'hatzivuyim ha'klolim Moshe b'yarnu. In other words, la'ovdo. You know, to service Hashem. It's a general thing. But besides the general idea of servicing HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there is a concept specifically la'avdo of Avodah Shebalev of Tefillah. Moshen is Sifri, la'avdo zot Tefillah. So, and that's the famous sheet of the Rambam. That's the famous sheet of the Rambam, that there's a mitzvah of tefillah. Lavdo b'chol levavchem. And that's the mitzvah to daven to Hashem. the Ramban disagrees. You see the Ramban here is on the side. And he says, on the first arrow on the left side, Kol Eila Divrei Harav. This is, you know, till what he writes now is the Rambam. Ve'ein nechona b'zeh. And he doesn't think it's true. Ein nechona b'zeh. You know, Shekvar bi'arucha hachamim b'gmara tefila d'rabbanan. Tefila, that's not d'oraisa. Tefila d'rabbanan. And he quotes you the Indian Balkari, Shikari Kriyashma, Umbavarach Alamazan Lachara Ve'inu Mispalo. So Balkari is Marach, he does the Daraisas, but Ainu Mispalo, why? Kriyashma Brichas Mazan Daraisa Tfila Drabanan. So Tfila is Drabanan. So let's skip already to the next arrow in the Ramban. And Levadai call in Hatfila Eina Chova Klal. It's not, in other words, it's not like tefillin, mezuzah. You have to put a mezuzah. It's a chova. No. Aval hi mibidas chesed habor yizbarach. In other words, it's a chesed. Hashem, if we beseech Hashem, he'll listen to us. He says, "Love the whole means when you're doing a mitzvah, you should do it with full heart. Lakel Yisala Bechol Levavenu Kolomar Bekavana Ritzu Yishlema Lishmo. Uvein here her. You should. Your whole avoda should be Lishem Shemayim, but not necessarily anything to do with tefila. You service Hashem with your whole heart. Lo shenaseh mitzvahs b'li kavana. Because when you do a mitzvah, you should do b'chol tov. When you're shaking lulav, you do it b'chol levavchem. But this idea that of avodah shebelev tefila, he doesn't think that it's a mitzvah d'oraisa, even though the Sifrei says it on page 2 now, top line.
You know, this is It's not a simple statement,
right? So what you're saying very well is that could be the source, like what someone's to say that could be the source of mitzvah sriches kavan. Yeah, but that's what he's. I mean, that's a whole big machloikis. Is there a chiluk between?
But point around that, it seems like a
yeah, you're saying. Right, that's how he's understanding the simple pshat. Right, umashe darshu b'sifri la'avdo zeh Talmud davarach zot tefila asmachta hi. It's only an asmachta. Right? It's not a deraisa. Or another possibility, umashe michlal avoda shenilmad torosim shenispala elav be'eis hatzaros. There's tefila be'ez tzara. Tefila be'ez tzara. Chisavo melchama ba'artzachem al atzara atzara etzchem ba'arirosim b'chatzosos. Nizkartem lufnei Hashem lokechem. U'mitzvah al tzara shu al atzibur lizok lufanav b'tefila u'vitrua. In other words, you should reach out to Hashem when there's a tzara. So then, that's what the Torah is speaking about. It said over from Rav Soloveitchik that he understood the Rambam, you know, I guess, this idea that maybe life always is inherent, is tzara in life. And therefore, there's always... You know, I guess that's a certain type of way of viewing things. You know, it's always based sorrow.
Is there like a makor for that? A sar of the Ramban there? Like is,
well, he's quoting this psukim in Bahaloska.
Like a bazal there, or is it just he's darshan himself?
Right. In other words, he's saying better than a chazal. I have a pasuk. He said, I have a pasuk. You don't necessarily have to understand the Rambam the way it's quoted in the name of Rav Soloveitchik, that everything life is. It's a certain way of, you know, viewing life. I don't know if it come from a Litvak versus come from a Chassid, you know that life is Torah, and that's the idea. And the Chinuch on page 13. Quotes this Lachlokis as well. He says, "Ulam elanu b'Torah v'zos haMitzvah zman kavul asosa. When they came, sabkin b'inyan b'Rambam kasa b'chibur osh haMitzvah he was palal b'chol yom. Ramban tafas talavomer shatorah lo tzivsel l'spal b'chol yom. Kamlo b'chol shavua lo tiyachin zman b'dover klal. He's only the Rabbanim." Says, it's a funny type of thing, you know. It's like somebody only calls you when he needs you, you know what I mean? Like, you're good friends, you call just to schmooze, even if there's no need. You don't need a favor, you don't need a. So it's an interesting type of relationship that you have with the Ribono Shel Olam, that you're only, you know, when there's a problem, then I call you. If not, we you know, I don't know what to say for that. And even the Rav Soloveitchik's way of understanding it is that because it's always tzara, so, but it's only because, you know, we need you, so to speak. It's like that type of relationship that's not necessarily what we'd say maybe the best type of relationship, when we only call on somebody when we need them, as opposed to just having, you know, a friendship or relationship. But maybe the idea of Ribono Shel Olam is not, you know,
it's a very different relationship,
right?
Meaning, like, of course you need the Ribono Shel Olam. There's no like your friends. Okay, some call you, you're like, oh gosh, this guy's calling me, right? It's the source of where you need everything from,
right? So that's, yeah, right. It's brought down in this farm. You see that shows your Amuna, that because that's the only address is the Ribono Shel Olam.
I find it interesting that it's a mitzvah to daven dafka an eid sarah. Because even if it wasn't a mitzvah, that's what you would be doing. You don't need it to become a mitzvah. Meaning, I would say it should be the opposite. You should need a mitzvah for every day. And at an eight star, you would have done it anyways. What else are you going to do during an eight star?
No, but that's only if you believe that the Ribono. No, but that means you need to have a Muna that this could help. A lot of people, if you kochi votes in yodi, I'm not going to. Davent Hashem, they're going to say, I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that and I'm going to use all my pull and, you know, and see. And then they forget. So it's not so as Pashut. Okay, so let's take a look. Also mentioned Lezecha and Nishmas Abi Mor Yaakov and Yisrael Pinchas Lezecha Nishmas Daniel Shainamas Yeshua follow as well. Be'eschanan, take a look at the Chasam Sofer. So he has a fascinating idea of davening Be'es Tzara on page 7, and it's in Parshas Vaschanan, you should be aware that the Chasam Sofer has two main Svarim in Chumash, the Torah Moshe al HaTorah and the Chasam Sofer al HaTorah. And those are two separate Chiburim, and a lot of times people are looking for a certain verse from the Chasam Sofer, and they're looking in the wrong Sefer. So these are two, and they were recently reprinted into beautiful volumes as this Xerox is coming from, the new edition of the Chasam Sofer al HaTorah, and then the Torah Moshe al HaTorah. So he says like this: As Hanan el Hashem, Moshe Rabbeinu is davening to Hashem ba'esahi leimor. The Yesh L'Dayik, page 7. Ma loshon ba'esahi? My osi lemute esacher. What's ba'esahi? What's special about this time? Kam tam al tosev dover lai ol ba'davar zeh. And what's Hashem saying? Enough, genug shon, enough. So he says like this: Isa beperek beis de avos. It says in the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, Mishnah Yugimel, Rav Shimon Omer, this is the Mishnah, Havei Zahir b'Kriyashma u'vitfila. Interesting Mishnah. Be Zahir in Kriyashma and Tfila, u'shata mispalel, al tas tfilos ha-keva, el rachamim v'tachnunum v'nei ha-mocho. And it shouldn't be just rote, but you should have Tachnunim, you should really feel it. Shenema kichanun, v'rachum Hashem rachapayim rechesim v'nicham alara, v'alti rosham v'fri'as, etc. So what's the shot? So he says like this. Chasam Sofer is going to bring this Mishnah alive. What's the Mishnah telling you? Just stam, you should be zoyed v'kriyishma tefila, and then you should daven with, you know, the feeling. Nira liha kavanu. Reb Shimon bar Yochai, who's Tam Reb Shimon. When it says Reb Shimon, usually it means Reb Shimon bar Yochai. And we know Haisa Torosa Umnosa. Right? It says Torosa Umnosa, meaning he was an individual who was constantly learning and never wasting a second. So, and Bizman Azeh, we assume, you know, we don't necessarily have that Madrega of Taroso Noso, meaning only learning and not wasting a second, etc. And the halacha is, so Taroso Noso, he speak with tefillah. In other words, you don't even have to stop learning for tefillah. So the Taroso Noso doesn't have to stop to learning for tefillah. Again, we're talking about somebody who, you know, a second doesn't go by. So he says, Nirali, Hainu b'sholosh tfilos b'chol yom. In other words, somebody who technically is Tarasum Noso, he doesn't have to stop the Shacharis, his learning, Minchama, those regular tfilos. But look what he says here. Ach tfila be'es tzara. She mitzah asei hamutelis alav be'overis. But a tfila be'es tzara is a different thing. That even though the regular hilchas tefila, the person's taroso noso, does not need to stop to daven, but that's the regular tefilas. But tefila be'is sora, who does the hainu, and that's pshat in the Mishnah. Hainu the Omer of Shimon. Why Reb Shimon? You know, there's always the thing, the significance of the Baal Memra in Pirkei Avos. Why this person? And he says, "Hainu d'omer Reb Shimon dafka." Why is it Reb Shimon saying this? Havizoya b'kriyashma tefila. He says, "Havizoya b'kriyashma tefila be'esat tzorach lispalo." Whereas he says he's saying about himself. He has to be zoyer to daven when it's when it's a tzara. Even though he's a person who didn't daven. He's the one who's saying Havazoyah. He didn't daven. He was Taraso Naso. So he's saying, you have to be Zoyah when it's an Ace Tzara to be saying Kriyashman Tefila. Mahaz Hirus, Shatab mispalo perish in mashot sricha lekach shatab mispalo. In other words, if it's a situation where you're going to need to daven, meaning you who normally don't daven, because you're terosu nozo, but then there's a tzara, so then you have to make sure al tasa tfilos ka keva. In other words, he says, but don't daven the way everyone else is davening, you know, by rote. Whereas if you're davening, and because it's an eis tzara, and then you have an ability or a chiyuv to stop learning, even for such davening, because you're taroso noso, then the davening has to be berachmim v'tachnunim le'amochem. Ki ba'esa hi tzarech rachmim rabos tachnunim yoser. V'shuv omar, alti rosha b'fnei atzmach. What does that mean? You shouldn't view yourself as a rosha. Lo me'eneni kedai lo mar tarosi u'nosi. Was maybe a person shouldn't say, I'm terosu nosum chuyav ani lahafsik mitor shali sheina chashuva. V'tzarech ani lespal gim pon b'chiyom. Kamo shomar Rabbi Yochanan memes. He's a Rav Shimma Yochai she'al tomar kein. Whereas if you talk a terosu nosum, then don't say you're not. Not many people, they're all like that, but you're terosu nosum, you're terosu nosum. Then keep learning. But when the time comes that it's an eis tzara, then you should dafka stop learning and make sure if you're already stopping learning that the tefillah is a special tachnunim with the Hashem. In Moshe Rabbeinu Lava Shalom, Bavadai Tarosu Nosu. Elohu Spal Ki'im Be'esahi. That's what he says. Va'eschanan Hashem Be'esahi. Only now, Moshe Rabbeinu, Eis Tzorlo. For him, it was a tzara. He wanted to go into Eretz Yisrael. It was a personal tzara that he was hearing that he was not going to, his life dream, to go into Eretz Yisrael. But Eschanan Hashem ba'eis sahi. This is his eis tzara. So he's Rachamim tachnun alkei ve'eschanan. Not just stam imazogim. Rachamim tachnunim. Ve'ilu ha'yodei she'ein. But he says ilu ha'yodei she'ein sofa liyos na'ana lo yarushus lisbadel b'torosu kidei lischonim. If I'm for sure out of the parsha, then it's a waste of time, so to speak. So tell me, because I'm Tarasu Nosso. I don't waste a second, that Madrega. But for me, it's an eis tzara. But if you're going to tell me that it's a no, then there's no point. So v'yom lo Hashem, I'll tosef the very line. It's taka ki lo tifol yosef kein also lizbatel mi'lumutim. So he said no. It's a fascinating pshat. Hashem says no. It's not work. It's not going to work. So you might as well go back to your learning because it's an eis tzara. But if it's not going, then it's not going to work. So that's how the Chasam Sofer, understood this idea.
Is the Chasam Sofer saying that you're obligated to daven in
a time of... So he says you're obligated to daven in Sorah, but even the person who normally is exempt from davening, because Tarosu Mazo has a chiyuv to daven in a Sorah, and if somehow he could know what the results, if there's potential... that the prayers would bear fruit, he would stop. But if not, he should.
How can you compel somebody to daven for an isara? Like, how can you compel them to daven for that?
How can you compel?
Meaning he's obligated to drop what he's doing and daven for his shoes.
Yeah.
But maybe he's. He's not feeling it, how can you say that you are obligated? And if he's obligated, it has the
to
be disingenuous.
Right. So that's why you need the extra. That's why he's saying have a zohir. That means you need that extra zrizus, because again he was, and that's Rav Shimon in the mission. Okay, Rav Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva here. In Igros Moshe, Rav Shalom Rifkin. That was what the rabbi from St. Louis, Rabbi Rifkin. Huh? He was his father was a Magid Shir in Torah Vadas, right? He was your rabbi, Rav Rifkin, and, right? He was a Talmud of the Rashab, right? The fifth Lubavitcher Rebbe. Ashkafta the Rebbe. He wrote a sefer Ashkafta the Rebbe, right, on Huggis of the Rashab. So this fellow of Shalom Rifkin, Rebbe in St. Louis, and his son was with me in the Kol Elyon in YU. I've been seeing Rifkin. Unfortunately, he was nifter. But for a short time, we were together.
Well, there
has to be for a written by Rav. It's a printed in here very recently. Oh, yeah? Oh. Okay. Yeah. It was fascinating. His favorite, Tiferes Tzion, if you ever want to see it in the YU library. It's a good safer to look at. Bila of the Benolach. A goyim chayiv tefila. It says, Le'inyan Benolach, im chayiv tefila. Says Poshut She'enu Mechuyev. The Halon Nimnu Ba Mitzvahs. The Chayev. It's not one of the Zayin Mitzvahs B'nei Noach. Tefila. But he says. So that's what he says. It's not one of the. But he says Aval Nira next. Aaron. Laniyaz Daiti Darach Bo Chiyev L'Spalal Av She'enu Tzorach Miyuchel. In other words, the regular Rambam Chiyev of davening on a regular day. That's there's no chiyuv for a ben noach. But if you have a particular tzorach, or if it's an eis tzorach, again, an eis tzorach can mean, as the sefer field based tzorach points out, it can mean you have a personal need, a personal chola, a personal need that you have. So that's field based tzorach. It doesn't mean only if there's a communal tzorach. As he writes in that sefer in Field Bay Sora, Aval Shemispal Rak Sheyeshlo Tzorach Gon Sheyeshlo Chola or Sheeinlo Parnasa Hu Kichiyev Mamish. So then it is a chiyev, even for Ben Noach. So then the question is, so why is it? But it's not one of the Zayin Mitzvahs B'nei Noach Field Bay Sora. V'Koshem Imachelo Hechshiv Ze the Mitzvah Miuchedes B'Chiyuv B'nei Noach. He says, "Mishum the zeh ikar ha'emuna b'Hashem isparach." In other words, there's a question: is emuna one of the tariag mitzvahs? Well, that's the whole foundation of Torah. So you don't get started if you don't have. So he says it doesn't have to be listed in the seven, or it doesn't maybe have to be listed in the 613, because tefillah is emuna. If you don't believe that there's a person. Power that grant all these things, be wasting your time. So the fact that's Ikre Amuna, right? The system of 613 mitzvahs. He says certain things do not have to be listed. That's the foundation. Like Rav Chaim Vital discusses about midos. The midos is not, you know. Because the certain things are on the foundation, so he says that so Ben Noach, he's mechuyev to be a mamin, right? The Lubavitcher Rebbe was interested in he had a miftza also for Bnei Noach. I remember I was once going in a cab with a fellow from YU who's part of the head of the Chabad club. This goes back a long time ago, and he was explaining to the driver, who we assume was not for was Ben Noach, about. You know, the Rebbe's whole miftza of that even b'nei, you know, even sure. Av kiyum kol hazayin mitzvahs im lo asom machmas Hashem isparach tzivah b'hem the Torah, first Rambam, from Machshel Timayim Chasidon, right? That's the famous Rambam. That if you don't, you're not doing it because you believe in Hashem, then you're not, it's not the real thing. And then he says, "Upashut sha'af sha'asovrim d'tfila, urachmi d'rabbanan, urachmi inin l'spalo b'chol yom." That's only the rabban. So do you have to daven b'chol yom, whether you have a particular need or not? You daven b'chol yom. That's only the rabban. But the tfila based sarah, that everyone agrees. Not only, in other words, the Ramban and the Rambam would both agree that that's the Raisa. And that would apply to Bnei Noach as well. Okay. So now let's see the idea of davening Be'ez Sarah and going to, what's the idea of going to a Chacham to daven for you? People go to other individuals to daven for them. So the pasuk says in Mishlei on page 12, Hamas melech malchei moves v'ish chacham v'chaprena. So let's see the Metzudas David. Malchei moves, chachei mahu ki'il yishuach v'odam malchei moves. The wrath of the king, he sends the malach moves. But ish chacham yichaprena. A chacham could what? Could wash it away. Could, you know, could, like you take a towel and you wash away the dirt. So ish chacham yichaprena. So it says in the Gemara in Bava Basra on page 13, Darash Pilchas Barchama, kol sheyesh lo chole besoch beiso, yeilech etzel chacham yivakesh alav rachamim. That if you have a chol b'tok beiso, you can go to a chacham to mevakesh rachamim. Shenema chamas melech malchei moves ish chacham yichaprena. So that sefer on tefillah beis sarah, he quotes some machlokas rishonim about what this gemara is referring to. Take a look in the Rabbeinu Gershom here on page 13. Chamas melech malchol shel olam. Hainu tsar malach moves hainu chole. In other words, so the Chacham will be Mavakesh Rachamim, and his Koach HaTfilah is, I guess, greater. Like people go to Rebbes, people go to different people for a bracha, for Tfilah. So Ish Chacham Yichaprena. But he points out in the Sefer Tfilah Beis Sarah, page 15, that the Meiri learns a little bit differently. Take a look at the Meiri on page 15. La'olam, yeh libo shel adam batuach shatfilah k'shehi na'aseh k'tikuna mevatelas es hagzeira. That if tefillah is done properly, it can mevatel zeru. Mishel tzar chol b'toch beiso echad mimine etzaros yeilech etzal chacham. But look what he says. He doesn't say that the chacham should daven for you. He says v'yilmud heimenu darchei hatfilos. He should teach you how to daven. You should learn from him how to daven, but the davening that is eker your davening, not the davening of the chacham. Yeah? And that's the he quotes over from the Stipler. There's also a sefer another Ashkafta the Rebbe on page 16 and 17, things that were written about the Stipler. So it says here on page 17. He says, "Omar, shemamarim zol shetfila hachol al atzmo mukubelis yoser lav dafka chol atzmo el mukurov b'nei beiso talmidu b'chlal." People who are nogeya to him, shatam hu shehim margishim yotzei b'tzara. Somebody who's margish the tzara more is going to have a better davening. He says, "Upam Omar lemevakshim es birchoso." So people obviously come to the stipler that he should daven for them. He says, so he would say, Lachem yishchiv daraisa. I should daven for you. You have a chiv daraisa to daven because for you it's an eis tzara. The li chiv midrabanan. The echtiv teru was a chiv daraisa shalachem. Meaning he wasn't saying he wasn't going to daven for them, but he says that But he says that that shouldn't absolve you from your chiyuv, because for you it's ours. So I'll daven, but you also make sure that you have to daven too. Okay. Now, the Netziv, if they feel very sorry points out, the Netziv has an important yesod about davening on page 18 and 19. When Avram was davening for stone, v'yifnu misham hanoshim v'yifnu sedoma, v'Avram odenu omed lefnei Hashem. And Avram was omed lefnei Hashem. So says the Netziv, and this is his yesod. Odia on page 19 in the Herchev Dover. He says, Odia kosu kolze lamdenu she'im la'odam l'spal eze dover rak betoch tfila kvua. He says, the Iker davening, you know, people have all types of different things, you know, tfetelim groups, and I'm not here to try to, you know, criticize anything, you know, everything is good, etc. Rav Abadi in his Sefer writes that he thinks that the women who have the tefillin, the Tehillim groups, should make sure that they're davening the regular tefillos also. So a lot of times people go to the Tehillim groups, they didn't daven mincha. The Tehillim groups. The Tehillim groups is not a, you know, you got to make sure to daven the tefila kavua. So he has a whole piece, he has a whole tshuva where he is upset that people who are saying Tehillim, but they're not davening the regular tefillos kavuas that are mechuyev to daven. Got to do more, okay? But he says that he holds that like this. In other words, in the regular kfil, in regular Shmon Esrei, then you could add rachamim and ish bracha, etc. You could shehu ace ratzel. The hainu domakra a masad tefila onikiyatov is manchel of nei Hashem ishbach sicha. Because you're only lifnei Hashem when you're davening Shmon Esrei. That's lifnei Hashem. So you want to say more, you can say more. But the Iker Zman is not the other things that people do. It's in the Shemon Esrei itself. Ki perish bezman tefila kavua shenikra siach. Mishum hafi lochdim Avram kad shevach tefila kedin. In other words, how come when Avram was davening for Sdom, he didn't say divrei shevach like he's supposed to? Because he was davening in the middle of Shemon Esrei. Again, they didn't necessarily have the exact nusach that we have today. It wasn't the Anshei Knesset HaGedola or Masakin, but they had some things, some type of tefillah that the Avos already had a Mesorah on, that have some Divrei Shevach and Bakasha and Hodah, etc. So why didn't Avram? So Avram was davening the regular tefillah kavua, and in that, he was Mosif for Sdom. But that's what it means. Avram Odenu Lefnei Hashem. He was davening the quote the Shemon Esrei, so the Tefillah Kavua, and that's and as in terms of that's what Rabbi Shmuel Ismach said to me, that in his shul in Great Neck, he encourages the people to when they're davening Be'ez Tzara, not so much of adding new things, but to have the tefillahs that we do have. To have kavana in those the tefillah kavua that we have already. So that's how he explains Avram Odenu Omed Lefnei Hashem, that this whole thing was in the context of what? Of his regular tefillah kavua, what we would call Shemon Esrei today, whatever form they had it back then. And then he says, and it's a second thing. When right Tefillas Chana, we know Rosh Hashanah, we read the Haftorah Tefillas Chana. He says this palo kol lo yishamea, right. It says you couldn't hear her voice, you couldn't hear it, and from there the Gemara learns out that you're not supposed to daven the kol, you're supposed to whisper. So fact that it's Siv. He says, "V'kasha harei lo matzino she'osu l'spal b'kol el Shemon Esrei." What was Chana doing? Was that Shemon Esrei, or whatever the equivalent of Shemon Esrei was back then? He says, "It must have been, because the Gemara learns over there that you shouldn't daven b'kol, And that doesn't apply to other things when you're saying Tehillim or Chveis or other things that you might be seeing. Maza shayach l'tfilas chana. V'su kosher v'chiev sher shalo yodeh eili ha-kohen godol zeh ha-din. In other words, he's learning that from chana for the first time. Then that's the davin b'kol. U'beli sofek shei ha-din mekubal mikvar. These things that chana discovered tfilah. These things were mekubal mikvar. It's also apparent in chana's hanhaga. So what was Eli surprised? Chana was davening the regular tefila kavua. Because she was doing it after she ate and drank, and it wasn't this man yet of the regular tefillah b'tzibur, which is mincha ketanah. Okay, sover Eli she ain't a mispella. So Eli thought she was davening regular tchinos. She ain't a mispella. She has a tefillah dechut chada. You don't understand. She was marich bareches mar bedvar b'fene kadosh baruch hu, etc. The shein is am I kol aloi shabaya, right? And the answer was that because she was, this was in the context of the tefillah kavua. So we should never minimize. Like a lot of times, we saw people want to do more. They want to say more things, more. But you know, we should realize the efficacy of the tefillah that we have, the tefillah shemon esrei itself. That's what Rabbi Yismach was telling me. He was very encouraging in his people. The tefillahs we do have, not being the most of more things, but the tefillah kavua, you know, so that's this the tziv.
It's still answering the Torah itself, you see. And even answering the Torah, he said no extra tefillah.
Yeah, you were there, right, Rabbi. Yeah, the cousins, right. And then he has a piece here in the same bits of tefillahs. Look, okay, we'll skip that. We can read that. Okay. And then there's another fascinating thing. The pasuk in Kohelis, on page 23. Al tavayal al picha v'limcha al yamayal lohotzi dover l'pnei halukim, ki halukim ha-shamayim v'ata al ha'aretz al kain yu dvarecha ma'atim. Fascinating. Yu dvarecha ma'atim. Don't marach so much. Yu dvarecha ma'atim. So let's see what the Gemara says in Brachas on page 25. You shouldn't be marich. Yudvarach muatim. So what is this idea that, you know, yudvarach, and look in the Gra, on page 26, 27. It says, Perish afilu betfilus bakoshos al yarich adam. He says, even tefillos and bakashos, a person should not be marich. I look at the Swordo on page 24. Lo tarich dvar mitfiloso yosim and atzorah pentasor behem and hakavon aruya beveisa lecha al shok. So it's fascinating. He says that sometimes if you give too much to say, people can't hold cup. And then they're gonna, you know, it's better to have less, you know. That was, you know, Rav Futna held in Chaim Berlin and on Erev Rosh Hashanah. They only have three, four slichas. You know, don't have today. We have the whole. I'm not saying we should change or whatever. I'm not here, but his idea was Yosef Ma'at be Kavana. Then you know. People have all these things, and they, you know, they're not being mechavim because it's, you know, and that's this pasuk in Kohelis. Okay, but let me show you. There's a fascinating Yerushalmi on page 28. Fascinating Yerushalmi. You know, we spoke about Tefilas Chana, right? And we said the Steve gave the beautiful explanation, right? But look what the Yerushalmi says. Chana page 28. Al yidei sheripsa b'tfilasa kitzra b'yomav shel Shmuel. I can't say this. Yushalmi says she was marbe b'tfila, and that shenema v'yeshu shaman alom halo ito lomo elo shel levi ala chamishim shana. It's even ben chamishim shana yoshu mitzvah alom v'havid alon. So it was 52 years. He says she was two marbe b'tfila, and then when you marbe, then you could, you know, there's room to error and kavod, etc. So the idea being that to be marbe b'tfila, you know, just, you know, like people always have that idea. We have to, because people want to do what they can, but sometimes they don't realize that sometimes call a mosif goreya. And so it's just something to think about. Okay. Right. Ulvashi spal kol ayom if you're mechavin. Yeah. Well, maybe that may be good for that's what it means. Halavai, that we should. What's halavai shispal? But we don't be spal kol ayom. But could be halavai means halavai we could be able to have the kavala to be mispal b'chol yom. But usually people won't have it. They're going to be mispal b'chol yom. They're not going to. But it's something to, again.
Wasn't Chana davening for many years? Wasn't Chana davening already for many years and have children?
Yeah.
And this was, so what do you mean davening too long, too much? For many years she wasn't answered.
Yeah, I mean, here he's talking about that one day. I don't know how it was for years. That one day that the pasuk records. I don't know what it was, you know, how it was. Yeah. But again, these are things that we can't say on our own. Lule, you know, Chazal, you know, but it means that, and the Gro also, you know, the Gro also said, Perish afilu b'tfilos u'bakoshos al yarech adam. You see, so you, in other words, just because we have this attitude that you know, just say, but sometimes it's sometimes called hamosif goreya. Yeah.
So is the definition of being ma'arech the quantity of what you're saying, or is it also the time? Like, let's say you say very little, but you say over a long period of time. So let's say you want to have kavana. And you're saying a small prayer, but you want to, like, each word, spend some time. So is that also being ma'arech b'tfila, if you spend a lot of time even on a small amount?
No, because there you're focusing. You're focusing on, I want to understand what I'm saying. So I'm going to spend more time saying this one capital to understand it, as opposed to trying to say a huge amount and say, I people have this idea, finishing. We want to finish all of this, finish all of that. It's interesting, the Vilna Gaon and Mishle is critical of people who say, when am I going to finish the Masechta? When am I, you know, that's an idea. It's not about finishing, it's about focusing on what you're doing. Okay, so now I want to move, and that is a fascinating idea of, let's think. Of the concept of using Divrei Torah for a refuah. The Gemara here in Shavuos on page 32. Go further down. The first word in the line was with this. The line begins with an asterisk, with a star. For Omar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Osor lisrabos b'divrei Torah. What does that mean? You can't try to get refuah with divrei Torah. So the Gemara says, and there the Gemara is saying that that people would say different capitals. They talk about the capitals that they would say when they were Mosif Ir Val Azaros, that you can make Kedusha to the Azara and then you can be Mosif. So they would say, yes, start with Shir. Take a look further up. Shir, Tanu Rabban Shir shall toda bikinoros with Nevolim, with the Tziltzolim, I'll call Pino Pinam, I'll call Evan Gedolish of Yishlaim Omer, Arim Hashem Kidisani, Shir shall begoim, Shir shall begoim. Negar, right, the capital that says Negar lo yikrav bo alecha. All these capital tehillims. Rav Yeshua ben Levi Omar lehulahani kroy. He used to say these psukim in tehillim. He would say these psukim. Vigani. Rashi says when before he would go to sleep. And then he would go to sleep. Hechi ovid hachi. So how is he saying these capital tehillims? V'amar Yeshua ben Levi also lisrapos b'divrei Torah. So how can you say capital tehillims? What's the heter? We assume tehillim, you know, that became a thing. You say tehillim, right? What's the heter to say tehillim? That's the Gemara's kasha. Hechi ovid hachi. V'amar Yeshua also lisrapos b'divrei Torah. So the Gemara says lahogin shiny. In other words, if nothing bad happened yet, you just want a preemptive protection from before, then you can say it. But if you're already sick, then it's also l'srafos b'divrei Torah. So then the question is, so what are we doing? What's this? In other words, when you're down in Shmon Esrei, so that's, you know, the Netziv understood what he's talking about. Then it says the ikur of davening is the regular Shmon Esrei, because once you're starting to do other things, you got to be very careful. There's an isul asul, and what's the heter? Everyone's thinking, well, I mean, a heter to say tilum. I need a heter. I thought that's something you're supposed to do. Also, l'srapos b'divrei Torah. So, and the Gemara says, l'hag ain't shiny. In other words, if you're already sick and you want to get a refuah from saying the divrei Torah, it doesn't, it's not, it's not, it's an issue. And then the Gemara says, Lahagin Shiny. Belki Omar also the Ika Maka. Then he speaks about if there's a Maka already, and then you spit on it. But that's what he says. But look at Tosis. Tosis quotes the Gemara on Shabbos on the next page, on page 33, Samach Zion. Look what it says. Amar Yochan Ishto Samirta. The person has a fever. Holy. So to do Lishkol Sakina Dekula Parzal Izo Lehecha Deika Vardanam Liktol Vanira. To take a knife and the whole thing. And what? And then the Lema Vayar Malach Hashem. Hey, love. And to say these psukim. So Tosis asks the kasha on page 32 here, on Shavuos, but there was talking about a person who had fever already, and they were saying these psukim. So what about the Gemara says the hug and shiny? But this was not just lahogin, the Gemara in the Shabbos. Also the Shabbos Omer the Sechah Shabbos Ishto Bas Yom Leima Ayar Malach Hashem Ayar. Sakanta shiny. If there's a sakana, it's different. So these are very funny things we see here. On one hand, we're saying if it's the preemptive, then it can be good. Or if it's a sakana, then it can be good. And if not, there's an issue. Let's see how the Rambam formulates it. The Rambam on page 29. He says like this: Hilchas Avodah Zarah, Perek Yud Aleph, Halacha Yud Beis, Halochesh Alamaka Mekori Pasuk Min HaTorah. you read a pasuk from the Torah. The person has a makkah, and you whisper and you say this pasuk from the Torah. Chena kore alatinok shelo yivat. You say a psukim to a child. You shouldn't get frightened. V'haminiach sefer Torah o tefillin ala katan. You take a sefer Torah or a tefillin and you put it on the cotton so he should fall asleep. Lo dai shehem bechlal menashkin bechovrim elhem bechlal hakofrim betorah. Shehem osim divrei Torah refuas guf ve'einan ela refuas nefashas. In other words, you can say divrei Torah for the schus of the Torah that you should be protected, but once now you want to do it as a refuah, I think that's quoted from Rav Chaim Kanevsky, it means that. Because you're using those words as a base, like a magical thing. You want to say these words, and then it's going to go away. So that's an issa to do
is
that.
Is there a gemara that if you have a bone stuck in your throat, you say something?
Yeah. So he's saying here that. If it's sakana. What? Tosa says sakana. Does the Rambam say sakana? Yeah, right. You're right. Rambam says he doesn't say. Could be the Rambam would say even sakana is not right.
In the early in the halacha before that, it's only because shaloti tara that doesn't actually work.
Right. So it's fascinating that.
Oh. In danger of something that might happen.
Yeah, okay, so take a look for a second in the Sefer Be'er Sheva. That's one of the Medol Sheva. Page 34 is the Sharblot, page 35 is the piece. He says, Mikan nearly Lilmot Sa'ad Smach. Yes, that used to be. I don't know how many people do that today. They would put a Sefer Torah on a woman who's in labor. So he's assuming that when there's sakana, you could use divrei Torah even for refuah. So there's a lot of things there. It's already sakana. So then he's assuming that would be permissible. Because sakana, and he quotes from before that idea. But Rabbi Skidel is saying, but the Rambam held that I don't know, but
it could be like the Rambam. It's not that he thinks it's working, right?
Right. But the question is, what's the head to say the way the Rambam says a person wants to? We haven't want to have a shear lizkus. For a fool for somebody. I guess Rav Chaim Kanievsky would, because he uses the lashon. That if you do it for a chola, well, daila hem shem b'chol mechashim el shehem b'chol hakofrim b'torah. But I think the way Rav Chaim Kanievsky understood it is that that you're viewing it, Ilu, this word, it's like a spook, you know, it's going to...
Magic,
yeah. So some type of thing like that.
What's the advice of the women saying Nishmas every day? I heard from Ari Leibel, it seems to be working so pro that. He said that it's still for Shabbos. Why are we saying it every day?
Yeah, I mean, Nishmas is not a Divrei Torah. Nishmas is not... No. That's not... You can say tefillah whatever you want, but that's not... In other words, we're speaking specifically about using the Torah as... Nishmas is not... Or not even on that. Well, psukim. These are not psukim. I don't see the question. These are not psukim, Nishma. You know, so when you have a, this specifically is referring to either the Sefer Torah or psukim from the Torah. Now, but he says, but when he says it's mutter, he says shatogin alav zchus kriyaso. So it's mashmah for chola, then again a little chus kriyasa. But it could be like Rav Chaim Kanievsky says that the chus, what does it mean, chus kriyasa? The chus of learning Torah, or the chus of the like what you said, Rabbi Brazil, the like the magic, so to speak. But what does he say? Is chus kriyasa? How do you understand the Rambam? Shatogin a loves chus kriyasa. The Rambam says that's only if he's not sick yet. But if he would, then takoyel is chus kriyaso. But does chus kriyaso mean that the words themselves or just this chus of the Torah?
What are you becoming?
What?
You're becoming.
Yeah, what does it mean? Shartogin loves chus kriyaso. What does it mean? Shartogin loves Schus kriyoso. Yeah,
you're
so that's okay. In other words, schus kriyoso, so that the thing shouldn't come, right?
An hour of learning is better than an hour of overeating.
That's for sure. An hour of learning is better than an hour of overeating. That's for sure. Yeah.
I saw a story of Shemus Steigler that someone was very sick. He told him to go to Yvonne Rapola, and it returns life right home. I see you. Same kind of idea.
What, the Steigler said what?
So Steigler told him he was very sick, and he came to Yvonne Rapola. The person became very back and going to do you could follow him, and the person self changed. And badly was all the team. That's the story. That's awesome.
Because he did a mitzvah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, the Gemara says Torah's matzah, Torah being as matzah. So you do have the concept of Torah being, but it could be, it means that but Rafan Kanievsky was saying in one of these articles that you're viewing it as sort of like a magic thing, that the words of the Torah should.
Could you be mechalik in the Rambam between the person's expectations? So in other words, if you're coming, if you're trying to do this with expectations that's going to do healing, that's not allowed. But if you're coming with the expectations that it should protect you, the Torah protects. I mean, you see, even by the Sota, that it's supposed to be told for 3 years.
Yeah, but the Lashon, you see, the problem is the Lashon of the Rambam. What page is that Rambam again? Twenty-nine. He says, but then he writes, because if you could just mean that, again, like what you said, like it's like I'm. It's doesn't mean the of of the mitzvah of the, means that the words should so that you can. But if you're davening, you're always allowed to daven. You're always allowed to daven. Maybe as we said before, for the tziv, the daven, the ikar davening, maybe should be that the tefillah kvuah or in the midst of the tefillah. But shetogen alav zchus kriyaso, would it mean, say you want to give a shir, and the zchus of the shir should bring a refuah? Would the Rambam say that's, would that, because the Rambam says only for a bari, by a bari, you could do it to protect from it to come. There should be a, but a choyle not. So would the Rambam say, so therefore you can't have a shear to give the schus of a fool for somebody?
Because once you're doing it for whole, there's an expectation that's good for a fool. That's the problem.
Well,
the Rambam, the problem is the expectation, right? Oh, I'm doing this thing. Person's sick. I'm doing this thing.
We're having the shear for this.
Yeah, and, but the problem,
so is that, would the Rambam like that or not like that? Would not like that.
So.
You know, you think, in other words, to have a shear for his chus, for a choyle, you think the, even if it's not like that, you're doing it that the words should have some.
You can't help the thing, right? You can't help it once you have a sick person. This is a sick person. I'm doing this for X person.
Well, in other words, people do this all the time. They have shiurim.
The problem would be that you're getting that it, somehow this thing is going to help.
Right. In other words, the schus of the shiur of the different Torah that we're doing should. So would the Rambam say that's a kofer, or is that a good thing?
It's the same kind of. Propose it,
right?
There's an expectation because I did A.
Not because of that explanation, therefore it should work, and therefore it doesn't work. You're saying that you're using the Torah in a way that's.
Yeah.
But then with Gemara says Sota, Torah's. It's Matzil, Torah's. Right? It could be Torah's Matzil. I mean, you learned Torah, it's going to be Matzil, but if you're saying I'm doing it for the Refuah, then maybe that's called being merapi b'skusa in, yeah.
I would say, possibly you could say that if you go into a shir, the skus, the push thing for someone else, it's not that you, yeah, your words to be there might have an effect as a team, it's also going to inspire you. It's that may have an effect also.
But the lashon Rambam is this. Plus, what was it? The schus kriyaso. This is much with, well, for bari, that's okay. Because, but if you're doing it, that the schus kriyaso should help the chayla, right? So that's not tefila. No, it's tefila's mutter, and maybe nishmas is not psukim, so it's even. It could be a better thing, right? Whether that should be the best thing. Then the question is Tehillim. Because where is Tehillim coming back? You want to say something?
I was listening to a shir recently. I forget who it was. Starting up, and somebody blurted out before the shir, let's learn for a before the language for someone. So I said, no, you can't specifically learn the shir of the language, but you have to learn the shir. So that's the. It should be his course, but you shouldn't announce it before.
I mean, he's probably talking about this Gemara. Right. Right, because that's when it's Torah. But Stama Tfila, like, yeah. Nishmas, you don't make a Brichas HaTorah probably if you say Nishmas.
I think what he's problem with that.
Yeah, okay, that's a different question. Yeah, sure.
So. Yecheskel Koipman, not a broad man, but an important Bible scholar. And until him, the Bible scholars were all saying that Judaism just came out of the Near East. And he argued there was a fundamental difference. He said that with Avodah Zorah, there was a belief that if you do something, then magically you force the God's hands. And he said that the key for Yiddishkeit is that we daven, but we don't believe we can force God's hand. In other words, we ask whatever. to go to somebody else's point, it's not magic. There's a difference between davening and magic.
Now, if you and when you, if you learn for Shlema for somebody, what is that?
You're asking God, but you're not saying that you will that there will necessarily be cause and effect.
No, but the case in the Gemara, you're not saying he's saying the psukim by the choila. But there, I think Rav Chaim Kanievsky was saying that he's using the tefillah. Kilo, this is like a medicine.
Yeah.
Kilo, this is gonna. You're not saying that. You hope. You're hoping. You're not. But the point being that whenever we do things that are not part of the regular system, it's not simple. You know. You know. Like there's a reason why Chazal gave us a Shmon Esrei and gave us the tools and you know people like. There's always a thing like they like to do things that are not, you know, the things. That's what I was saying. The women, they're not davening mincha. They're not davening, but they're saying the tefillah. So that he felt, you know, was bothersome, he writes in his sefer.
So how do you explain, which I've never understood, that tzaddik was there by Shem Makayeh?
Yeah.
That looks like magic.
Yes. No, that
we forcing God's hand.
No, I mean the tzaddik has certain kochos. That's the two opinions that we learned in the Gemara. Where you lay etzel chacham. So Rabbi Gershon says etzel chacham that the chacham should daven because he has more protection.
Yes, he doesn't say that it's.
Well, the Miri learns that he's going to teach you.
But it's not automatic. It's not.
Right, not necessarily automatic. Right. Yeah.
Tzaddik Yosef seems to go into the world of magic, and
I don't know. There's a lot of makoros for that. We have to see it exactly. Okay, but let's take a look now. I want to show you now in the last half hour that we have.
All over, they always say anytime you share.
Right.
What are we doing with that?
Yeah, so what are we doing with that?
When we're not in camping, we're making Mr. Bear, right? We're not doing anything.
Yeah.
That's an idea. But you're asking that camp that this should be a health number.
So we're davening. Who you varech? We're asking. That's tefillah. Tefillah is okay. But now, Misha, who you varech has, you know.
Because
Stokka is a thing that, Stokka Tatsil Mimavis. Okay, let's take a look. In this Koivet, based Aaron V. Israel, that's from the Stolen, Mosto Stolen, Carlin Stolen. On page 37 is the Sharblat. And So here the whole piece is about what's Tehillim. What does saying Tehillim mean? What is saying Tehillim? Because it's saying Tehillim is that a violation of for a chola? Very simple, or for people doing it all the time. Tehillim. So he says like this. So what's the heter? Tehillim needs a heter. You know. So, you know, when you're doing things that are not beferish, and you know, it's not simple. You know, I'm not saying it's, but you have to understand what's the heter to say film. You need a heter for it. Well, that's a chiddush because Chazal masak in the tefillah. So, what do you mean? You need a matir for tefillah? He's Rav Salvechik was going into, you know, a matir. Everything's a matir. So that. It's harder to understand what you mean in matir. They were masak in tefillah, but maybe you need a matir for Tehillim. He says, "Ulay Yishlom Ofen Acher." Take a look. This is Rabbi Falk on page 38. He named Matzino Derech Nosefes Bachronim. The Gam in Pirkei Tehillim Lo Nemorim Mederech Lachas Shuskula. He's saying Tehillim, so you're not necessarily saying it as a skula. Mikol Mokam Einum Nemorim Mederech Limud Ela Mederech Tefillah V'Techina. Whereas the word is, you could say Tehillim as, in other words, David, as if you are David HaMelech, so to speak. In other words, you're using David HaMelech wrote the supplication, and now you're saying it to Hashem. You're using his text to supplicate to Hashem. Really, you're not allowed to say, what's the heter to say Ashrei? Say Ashrei Baal Peh. You say Ashrei Baal Peh. It's Dvarim Shebichsav. How can you say Baal Peh? So some say it's Shgura Befiv, so we're not afraid, but he says, the Chavis Yar says, because the whole Masha Anu Omrim the basic Nesses, Psuke de Zimra, Baruch Hashem Lolo Meim, and so on, Hakolhen Shavachos Vahodos Rachmin. We're saying it B'derech Hachnunim. We're not saying it as a limud. We're saying it as tachnunim to Hashem. And then there's a big question whether, you know, there's a whole big question in the poskim whether you have to say Birkas HaTorah before you say Slichas. And when we say Slichas, a lot of times people come, it's early in the morning, Slichas, and they didn't get to say Brachas yet. But Slichas is full of psukim. So some say, you know, Hanami, you should say Birkas HaTorah before. But some say, no, but you're not saying it, but the psukim derech limud. You're saying the psukim derech tachnunim. So the same thing he says over here. When you're saying the tilim derech tachnunim, so then derech tchino bakasha. He says, and he quotes the Magen Avraham, tilim b'shtishab min amincha l'mala. He only wants to be matim in a mincha l'mala to say tilim. Say tilim and tishab, you're not allowed to say psukim learning on tishabah. Saying psukim is learning. But he's saying, so the Magen Avraham was matir, the hill and Matishava and a Minchal Mala, the Ain of Divrei Torah, El Divrei Tfilo. And the Chedi Tir Tehillim La Ovel, Afagav the Osir Batal Matorah, to say Tehillim for an Ovel. And then Yeshi Tir, so he gives you all these examples where Tehillim is said by an Ovel or on Tishabav or in a base, you know, or Balaila. There's an Indian not to say Torah Shebichsav Balaila. Because it's there, tchino tefila. So, b'meila, so that's the simple pshat of why it's mutter to what's the head of Tehillim. Because we're not saying Tehillim as a magic thing. We're just using it as a Dovra Melech. Say we're using he wrote the words, and now I'm going to apply it to my life. And then he quotes also, Magen Avraham says, if a person finishes Sefer Tehillim Chol Yom, so he says Hallel in the Tehillim. He says, is that a problem that the Omer Hallel B'Chol Yom? So he says, no, because he's saying it, Ein Omer B'Derech Shira, El B'Derech Tchina. Then he says in the last line, last Aaron, page 38. Nira lahavi raya letzadesh apirkei tehillim nemar tefilu tchina lo kekriya limud. And he says, so he says that's the idea that you're saying it derech tchina. He quotes from almost a famous. So that's his yisod here, that if you say the Tehillim derech tchina, which we do, so that's the. So it's not that we want the words. This is a tchina, and David HaMelech he did a nice job. So we're borrowing his nusach, but then he says here, look on page 40 on the areas. But there's a yihiratzon that's after the Tehillim. That brought in the Mishnah Berurah. He wrote on Bischus Sefer Tehillim Shekaran Lefanecha, Bischus Mizmorov, Bischus Psukov, Bischus Tevosov. So that sounds a little bit, you know, questionable. I don't know who wrote these Yehiratzons. You never know who wrote these Yehiratzons. You know, necessarily the Gadol Hador wrote these Yehiratzos, but they got printed. Just because they got printed, you know, doesn't mean that. But if you want to, you know, attain of Mashem Eskim is Chus Pesukav, is Chus Tevosav. How we deliver Torah to nothing. So he's saying the tevos. So that he's bothered that because that sounds like you're using that. I want these words to go into you just like the medicine, so to speak. But then he says, okay, so he says maybe that's also like so then he has the next thing on page 41 is like this. What's the, is there heter to be mevatel limud Torah to say Tehillim, right? Whereas you have a person that's learning Torah and they want to say, well, let's say Tehillim now. You know, is that a proper thing? To mevatel Torah, you know, there's a famous Reb Chaim Volozhiner that David HaMelech, the Medrash, Rabbi Moshe Shapiro showed me the Medrash in the beginning, the Medrash Tehillim in the beginning, says that David HaMelech was mispalel that his Tehillim should be accepted like the Goyim Va'orlos. Like he wanted his to have that status of like learning the Goyim Va'orlos. And then Chaim Volozhiner said that Hashem didn't accept that. Didn't accept his. It's a question what exactly his bakasha was. But this is an interesting question. What's the heter? Is there a heter? So he says, basically, he says, yeah, because if there's a mitzvah, the mispalel be'es tzara, so then you mevatel Torah because it's a mitzvah she'ef shalasos l'idei acherim. The mitzvah she'ef shalasos l'idei acherim, you have to do yourself. The question is, how much do you have to do? In other words, so that's the question that the Kohelis, Shlomo HaMelech, I'll tell you the Vrachim Ma'atim. You know, should it be that we're going to say the whole Tehillim? You know, or maybe, in other words, is it the Eis Sara? So then we're saying that the Tehillim is Derech Tachnunim. And that's what he writes on page 41 on the arrow. In Kvahari Kvot Tfil Tachnun, Hasi Shapir, that Kolush, Vatu Tol Matoril, Chol Mitzvah, Shiev Shalasos, Al Yidei Acherim. That if, in other words, and that's what the stifler said. If you have a tzara, if you're part of Klal Yisrael, you feel the tzara is harabim, so it's an ace tzara for everybody. So then they said, but when we saw that what the Rav Chaim Sofer said, that when you're doing a tefillah based tzara, stafka, you have to make sure that you're doing it betachnunim, with kavanah. But sometimes you do too much. That's what the Vilna Gaon said, and the Gemara says, and Shlomo HaMelech said, "Can you devarach ma'atim?" So it has to be a good balance of we're going to do tehillim, but we're not going to necessarily say the you know the whole site for tehillim. You know that was so. That's what he writes over here. That the heter is because it's a chiyuv mitzvah al kol echad ve'echad. You know, my son spoke at the Malava Malka here. The Motzei Shabbos about the question about what was the heter in the Gemara in Kedushin. The Gemara in Kedushin says that the different Amoraim would cook for Shabbos. One would do the fish, and one would, so the question is, what's the heter for that? They were Taroso Noso. They were what was the heter for that? They were, or even if they weren't Taroso Noso, but they were certainly learning Torah. So my son spoke about it, but my friend Rav Chaim Kalman Goodman Shlita, he showed me that in the Alter Rebbe says in the Kuntros Achron, like in Reish Nun in Orach Chaim, he says a beautiful vort. He says that getting ready for Shabbos is a chovas haguf on every person. But you can't just say, my wife, she's going to take care of it. No, everyone has to do something to cover Shabbos, so it's a chovas haguf. So even though you're learning Torah, you have to mevatel Torah to to do something for Shabbos. But the Gemara says mitzvah bobi osud b'shlucho. So it's mashu you can make a shliach. So if it's mitzvah gufo, how can you make a shliach? So the Alter Rebbe says no. He says everyone has to do something. The fact that they chose, I like fish, so I want to be get ready with the fish. I like that part of, that's my Oruch Shabbos, so therefore my preparation will be with this. And really I can appoint a shliach, but I want to do it myself. But the word is, you have to do one thing that you have to do yourself. Mm. One thing that, like the Chasam Sofer says, that on Hanukkah, you have to do one thing the whole Hanukkah to be makir, that these days are special. The fact that we light every night, this, that's the Rabban. But Chasam Sofer has a truth. One thing you have to do during Hanukkah, you say Hallel one day. You do one thing the whole time, you don't say the chiyuv the Raisa. But that's what the Alter Rebbe says. Every Jew has a chiyuv to do something with covered Shabbos. You don't have to do all the things. Your chiyuv, to do this, you do this. And that's why you can mevatel Torah, because when there's a chov aguf, so tefillah beis sarah, that's what the stipler said. That's a chov aguf. So then when somebody came to the stipler, as we said before, daven for me. I'll daven for you, but make sure you daven for yourself, because my chiv could be only the rabbanon for you. Because for me, it's not but for you, it's an eis sarah. You have a chiv daraisa. And that's what we said before. So that's the tefillah based, tehillim based, tzara. Again, but within reason. But then there's another nekuda on page 42 that he wants to know. And he said, what about page 42 in the bottom? Levatel mi libud al amir tehillim bekfias. Like something I know, like in certain Hasidic circles, they have a kfias to say tehillim. Like some say on Shabbos morning, right? In Chabad, they say, some Hasidim, they say the whole tehillim. Yeah, they say the whole tehillim Shabbos morning. So is that, so what's the head of that? Very good. Learn. Maybe to say one capital to learn the rest of that. So maybe that, so that's what he quotes different makoros here, where from all old sources, with Huggis, Ramiza, how they used to split up the Tehillim to say it every so Rachik that every day is an ace. Understood the Rambam that if you have the Daven today, not that he's disagreeing with the Ramban, that he holds everything is an ace Sarah, but that's a very it's a certain way of looking at life and looking at the world. As we said before, of that everything is an ace Sarah. So that's what he quotes here. Moshe Shapiro pointed out from the Chafetz Chaim that someone should always spend time to be pour out his heart in front of Hashem. But he quotes from the on page 44. Ulam prima gadim heir al minig hanal b'chol yom lomer kol yom es hatihilim. Also yom kodim feels yeah. He says, he said, maybe Baal Torah, Yilmol Kodim. And what about the Gemara in Brachas that David HaMelech was, until Chatzos, he was also with Divrei Torah. He kind of Eilech Shirus V'Shishmachos. He says, "Ulam Yeshlom and Gamash Kotzer Pima Gadim calls out the Omam Kol Kavu Kodem Atfil and Kain Hakonos Alek as a Klipos Kain Enkamo Limud Torah." Yeah, Abu Misha Nafshem Mishtachas Melel Lishpach Siach Mikono Zevshel Gamash Pima Gadim Shayin Zebidul Torah. I don't know. He says, then he quotes from the Chofetz Chaim: "Kol Echad Tzar Lich Boz Manua Bechol Yom." He says, "Lishpach Siach Lifnei Kono." They say the Chafetz Chaim, that's Rabbi Peretzky's Zatzal. He knew the Chafetz Chaim. He said that Chafetz Chaim would go to the basement and he would speak to the Ribbono Shel Olam every day. And he would, I guess that's Mechazik Emunah. So everyone could use, maybe that's like considered, Chovos Haguf, to be Mechazik Yir Emunah, to have some time that you have, time to, that you and the Ribbono Shel Olam. Rav Herschel Tannenbaum said sometimes when he was a Rav in Chelsea that I got to know in the summers that I was in Boston. Rav Avigdor Miller used to be a Rav in Chelsea. But then after him, Rav Hirsch Tannenbaum, he was a big time chacham. We got to know each other in Brookline, the years that I was in Boston. And he would say that Rav Baruch Bear would say, Shnayim ochsim betalas? The Ribbono Shalom says, Yachloku. And sometimes, meaning sometimes a person could be learning and forget the Metzias of Hashem. You know, so that's is an important point of so there's, so maybe that's what the Chafetz Chaim means. That you should, yeah, you should have time that you should. But again, you know, really that's what tefillah is about. And the tefillah kavua, that's what the Netziv says, that the ikar of davening is not the extra things. It's the tefillah kavua, and within the tefillah kavua to keep that in mind. And then the last thing, just the last thing we could spend the whole shiur on, is that's about also the bot tzrachah b'Shabbos. That the question of whether, you know, is it proper, you know, because the Tehillim groups, they meet on Shabbos. That's probably sometimes the eager time, because that's when people have time. They meet, you know, have Tehillim groups on Shabbos, and there's an isser of the bot tzrachah of b'Shabbos. So that's and then he asks, what about we say in benching, re'enu, zuneinu, parnaseinu? So he says that tofes brachas kachin. That's the nusach hatfila. So you have the mishana, the nusach hatfila. If there's a bakasha in the middle of benching, you're not gonna.
Why can't we be mechalik and say you can't ask for yourself? You could ask for someone else. You could ask for others. And so parnaseinu is plural. And therefore, it would be not just me, it's everybody.
But you could say that about the regular Shmon Esrei. So, okay, so some of them have the minute to say to Hillel on Shabbos for Cholim and this. Okay. So, okay, I'm not here to try to criticize anybody. But that's something to think that requires really its own shiur about you know, to do on Shabbos, but Nogel and Yenenu is sometimes we forget the Iker and you know, and the Iker is what the Chiyuv is, you know, the Chiyuv Tefila that we have B'chol Yom, you know, women have a Chiyuv of Tefila too. It's a, you know, the regular Tefila, Shachris, Mincha, Marv, you know, is a question. Feels Marv Rishus, maybe question whether women was Makabel, not Makabel. Rav Abadi's very stark that they should have three tefillas today. You know, a lot of times, but they say from the Chafetz Chaim that he held that women raising children, maybe they're osik b'mitzvah patam. But this should be a priority. Somebody has a time with the daven, he should daven mincha better than say. Deal, you know, because that's the.
But we say that the women are holding like the Ramban, that they only, it's only a mitzvah of Sara.
Yeah, but the Mishnah says in Brachas that they're chayavim b'tfila. So even if you want to say that the rice is only based Sara, there's still a chiyuv of the Ramban to daven every day. Even the Ramban would agree. The Ramban agrees with the Mishnah because. Okay, and I think it's important also to. You know, to the board of the Tiferet Shloimo of Radomsk. As I'll say by Noach, that the Gzar Din by the Mabel was because of Min HaGezel. So why was the Gezel such a Gmar Din to cause a destruction? So the word is like this: a person's davening to Hashem. You know, you should save the Yidden, and you should save this and that. But, you know, the words from the Rav Chaim Volozhiner, Hashem Tzilcha, which Rav Berish Mandelman showed me is already in the oldest form as well, that Hashem's your shade. Meaning, you put out your hand, you'll see the shadow of your hand. Hashem follows our lead. So if we act with Rachmanis to people, then Hashem will shower Rachmanis on the world. So a person's acting by Gzorius, and he doesn't act by Rachmanis, so then... And he's asking for Rachmanis, it's not gonna work. So that's what the Tiferet Shlomo said. The Tiferet Shlomo said that the that the door of Noach was destroyed for other reasons, for all the evil things they did, not just for Gezel. But Hashem could have had Rachmanis in them. If they would have had Rachmanis on people, but then, since then, that's why he didn't save the. And that's what the Pharaoh Shlomo says. And that's why the whatever we daven in tefillah has to come be coupled together with our action of Rachmanis klape people, not to have the midas hadin with people, because you're asking for Hashem Barachamim and you're acting with midas hadin klape somebody else. So if we have midas hadin, then there's Hashem, the tefillahs that we have, the Esara, Hashem will hopefully answer our tefillahs. Because Hashem Tzilcha, that's the Reb Chaim Volozhiner brings that down. So tefillah alone, you can't expect, you know, but tefillah should come together with the rachamim that we act klape our fellow Jew and fellow human being, and that should, Be'ez Hashem, bolster our tefillahs. So let's just review what we discussed, and then we'll soon daven mincha. We discussed the machlokas Rambam and Ramban. The Rambam says tefillah kol yom is the raisa. Be'ez Hashem, I'm planning to give a shiur if you listen online, and that is because this week's parsha is parsha's Vayetze. Tefillah's Marif. So which tefillah, and according to Rambam, was one tefillah a day, be the Raisa. So which tefillah should be the Daraisa? So we normally assume Shachris is the Daraisa. As Rav Shlomka Berman writes, that's his special issue to eat before Shachris. To eat before Mincha Marif is to eat a full Suda. But to even a little bit before Shachris. But the question is, but the day starts... In Yiddishkeit, the day starts what? At night. Mm-hmm. So why isn't Marv the Daraisa? And we assume that you're Yotze the Daraisa. So the simple pshat is because tefillah is connected to Midim, and by Kochim, ha'layla holech achar hayom. But there's more to say, Be'ez Hashem, hopefully you listen online, the shir on this topic of maybe sometimes Marv. I'll just tell you a short thing from the Sholem Eishiv. The Sholem Eishiv says that on Shabbos and Yontif, you Yotze the Daraisa with Marif. Because since the day is Nikar, because the Issa Malacha starts at night, look at that. So Migo, that it starts at night for the Issa Malacha, it starts at night for Tefillah also. And that's why they explain Pshat in Rav Yaakov Emden. Rav Yaakov Emden says even Tefillah's Harvest or Shus, but not on Friday night. That's how the Sholem Eishiv says, and not on Yontif night, because Yontif Shabbos is a malacha. So Migo, that is an Issa malacha, is a malacha starts at night. So Tefillah also starts at night. That's a separate discussion.
There's a point that women's daily marriage on Friday night.
Yeah. So that's right. That's it. Yeah. So that's a longer discussion, but that's a good point that you're making. But that the Friday night marriage has a special chashivas. The Rav Yaakov Emden writes this, and the Sholem Eishiv says this this hesper. And then we discuss the Shitas Ramban Tefillah Beis Sora, and Rav Moshe Feinstein said the Tefillah Beis Sora is even for Bnei Noach, because they don't have a regular chiyuv of the Rambam's davening, but Eis Sora they have because they also have a mitzvah of Emunah. Then we saw the Chasam Sofer said a tremendous chiddush that even somebody's Tarasul Noso, what? But he doesn't have to daven the three tefillahs, but tefillah beis sara he has to. And that's what Rav Shimon is. Rav Shimon Yochai, who's Tarasu Naso, Havi Zohir, be Kriyashmo tefillah, meaning when there's eis sara, so then even he has to daven, and he has to say, but if you're doing it, then you have to do it betachnunim. And we saw how the Chasam Sofer explains that Moshe Rabbeinu was davening beis sara, and that because he was Tarasu Naso, he didn't have to daven. But he said to him, but Hashem, tell me, do I have a chance? Because, and I said, no, you don't have a chance. So he said, okay, so back to learning. So that was the, and then we had the Gemara about Misha Yeshlo Kola B'Sok Beso, the Yelech Eitzel Chacham, and if somebody has Torah, a Kola B'Sok Beso, he should go to the Chacham, and is it, of course, the Chacham will daven for him, or will teach him how to daven. And then we had the Netziv. Netziv is very big on the Mila of davening. The Iker davening should be within the Shmon Esrei, even the Bakoshas that you have within that context. Was that your Omer? And he says, and that's Pshat in Avraham Avinu when he was Mispal for Sdom. Adenu was Omer. That means he was in that field of Kavua in his whatever was the equivalent of a Shmon Esrei in that, and the same thing Chana. And Chana is that we learned the dinim of Shmon Esrei for that, and then we had the Gemara, the Pokrelos, the Pasuk in Koheles, I'll take Kain Yud Devarach Ma'atim. And then the Vilna Gaon says, even betfila uvetachnunin, it should be ma'atim. And we saw the Yerushalmi that maybe Chana would daven too much, and maybe that was gorim, you know, lack of kavana, whatever it may be, and therefore he only lived. Shmuel only lived 52 years. And then we discussed the Isra of Nisrapos b'divrei Torah that we don't use. The Rambam says Torah is the refuas hanefesh, not the refuas haguf. And then we discuss, so what about Tehillim? You're not supposed to say, but if you're saying Tehillim, and we saw in the Mimer, Rav Falk, in the base Aron v'Yisrael, it's Tehillim, you're not saying as Divrei Torah, you're saying it as Tachnunim. So if you're saying Tachnunim, so then, but again, within reason, because then what? To Mevatel Torah for that. So he said, Mevatel Torah, you have Shalasos Lite Cherim. So you have to do it yourself, Tefillah Beis Torah. Just like the Alter Rebbe said, everyone has to prepare for Shabbos, something. And the extra things, then you could appoint a Shliach. And then still Mitzvah Bovios and Shluchah, but you could appoint a Shliach. So that's why the big Rabbanim, they were preparing all things. So they didn't just say, I'm going to be learning till Shabbos, and someone else will. Oh, prepare for Shabbos. No, everyone, that's what the Alter Rebbe's Chiddush is. That just like there's a mitzvah to put on tefillin, there's a mitzvah, every single person has a mitzvah to be making for Shabbos. So that's a tremendous word from the Alter Rebbe. But the also Lisrapos B'divrei Torah is a thing. And then we discussed also the idea of having a kviya. So that's why there's one can mevatel Torah for Tehillim, but if you're saying too much, and then it's not going to be Tachnunim anymore, then that's that Mishnah Perkei Avos Doei Chasam Sofer. Then you're Yatzaschar. So it has to be, you know, there always has to be a measure of when it's too much and when it's too little. You know, that you require that balance of things. And then the question is, what about people who say Tehillim on a regular basis? So is it that they're saying like Rav Soloveitchik that, well, it's done. They're being mechazek emuna, and emuna is a mitzvah that everyone has. Even if you're a tarasum nosso, you still have to have emuna, like the Baruch Be'er say. When you're learning Bava Metzia, you have to say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Omer Yachlok. In other words, you shouldn't not think of other Ribbono Shel Olam.
Even if you're a guy, you said.
So. Yeah, and even a guy, right? Even a guy, right? Even what Moshe says, even a guy needs to have emuna, and even a guy has a chiyuv to daven when he has a need. Eis Sara doesn't mean only as that sefer tefillah based Sara points out that it's not only if there's a war or something like that. People have all kinds of needs in life. That's from Mitzvah Tefillah Beis Sara from Rav Yosef Shimon Presser. People have, and now, you know, we're in a situation where, you know, crossroads of the war and what's going to be. And, you know, Dr. Horowitz we were discussing the idea of trading, you know, the one person I discussed it with was Rabbi Bleich. He told me to read his article he wrote in his first volume of Contemporary Halachic Problems. So he has a nice piece on that where he discusses Rav Yehuda Gershuni's article that was at Hadarom many years ago. But, you know, most English books, I say it's only in English, but Rabbi Bleich writes in English. That's also like other people's Hebrews for him. So that's, you know, most things in English is not the same level except for Rabbi Bleich. So, should you read
What's the question? You didn't
say it. In other words, a question about trading hostage, you know, giving up, is that a violation of the Mishnah Pidyon Shvuyim Yosef Mikzvah the Mayim, giving up is, you know, how. But the word is, you know, I don't think people are asking the question, the Shaila as a Shailas Chacham. I think whatever, however, the military people are deciding how this should be handled. I mean, Rabbi Aaron, so the Prime Minister is supposed to speak tomorrow, is that what you say?
I think it's going into effect. I'm not the last few hours, but it's going in effect tomorrow, I think.
What?
It was supposed to go into the ceasefire. Supposed to be today, but there were glitches. So they got it
working. Yeah, okay. All we need, you know, is that the Klal Yisrael should have Shmira, right, you know, in Eretz Yisrael and throughout the world. You didn't need to have Shmira, and we shouldn't underestimate our tefillah. We shouldn't underestimate our Torah, even though you're not supposed to wrap it with different Torah, but still everyone agrees the Torah is matzil. The Torah protects. The Torah has a tremendous koyach. So even though whether we should say this is the refuah shleima or that, maybe we could still talk about that more. But we should realize that the koach haTorah, especially the schus to be here on a legal holiday, on the day off, and Dr. Maybrook, we thank him he was the rishon that started this idea, and then many followed since, and all the people that are here and mishtatef. And so it should, you know, the Shmira in the world. The world needs Shmira. People need Shmira. Everyone should be well. And again, it's always good to see everybody here from year to year. I don't know, maybe it's, you know, we say that with, you know, we're giving the shiur, and this is the, in other words, this is the impetus of the shiur, so that could be, but whether it's, you should say that the Torah is, I don't know, it's